This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Military life includes long deployments abroad, which can make it tricky to keep track of finances back home. That's one reason service members are a prime target for predatory lenders. A new report from ProPublica looks into a company that appears to be targeting military families and going after them in court in a way that makes it hard for service members to defend themselves. Tracy Weber is a senior editor at ProPublica. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
So the company you look at in this story is called USA Discounters. It has outlets near major military bases, lots of military customers. They sell furniture or electronics on credit. And if the service members fall behind on payments, USA Discounters takes them to court in a pretty surprising way. Explain what happens.
Well, USA Discounters has an unusual clause in their contracts that many service members say they don't actually notice when they're signing their contract that says, should they fall behind and the company would need to take legal action against them, that action will take place in Virginia.
And military members can be stationed at many states across the U.S., around the world. In your story, we hear from a sergeant who was sued in Virginia while being based in Germany for something he bought in Georgia. It's really hard and expensive to get to a court date in Virginia if you're in Germany or somewhere else. So we've talked before on this show about the Service Members Civil Relief Act, which was supposed to ensure that military families can defend themselves. So explain how what you've uncovered here is going on.
There's a federal law that says that if they have to go to court and they can't make it, that a lawyer would be appointed to represent their interests. But we found the way it works with these USA Discounters cases that a lawyer basically sends them a letter that says, hey, there's a court case going on against you in Virginia. They could be on active duty. They could be unable to attend a court date. And USA Discounters wins most of its cases because the service members simply don't show up.
And so what does USA Discounters, the company suing all these military families, say for itself?
USA Discounters says, first of all, they're buying things. They're responsible for paying them back. They've signed a contract and that they make efforts to contact the service members ahead of time. And they said they offer credit to service members who might not be able to get it otherwise, who either have bad credit or no credit, and their business practices are sound.
Okay, Tracy Weber, senior editor at ProPublica. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.